So what do Doug and the NHL have in common? Well, they're coming back at some point. We just don't know when. There is a plan. There just isn't a date or a time as to exactly when Doug is going to be back, akin to the NHL. Well, Doug's line dropped, Wolf, so we dropped Doug.
That's right.
That's the way it works here. He's over in the sin bin. Pauly penalty kill. I'm out on the ice, killing time here.
I just think he wanted to get in the lawn chair in the backyard with his beer a little bit quicker. That's all.
I'm carrying your keister right now, and no longer is yours blowing in the wind, but I need some help. So we're going out to the line, and we're bringing in Fox Sportsnet Arizona analyst Tyson Nash, who's coming on air. And Tyson, I got one question. Have you actually sought out a haircut? Because I live vicariously through your mane. And here in COVID-19, okay, have you actually let the freak flag fly even more? Or have you gone ahead and sought a haircut professional?
You know what? My wife is all over me right now. First of all, she kind of made me shave my stash off. So I had to shave that off. I had that thing going for me, trying to make my nose look smaller. And now the hair has just gone absolutely crazy. It's halfway down my back. She's nagging me because we got family pictures coming up. And she's like, you really want to put that bad haircut on the wall for the next 10 years? Like, go for it. But you look like an idiot.
So Tyson, how are you doing in quarantine? Because honestly, I think quarantine and you would be at odds. Let's put it that way.
Oh, you're not far off. I'll tell you what. I've learned a few things. I've learned to cook. I've learned to play chess. I've actually learned to read and not just look at the pages. But I think more than anything, you know what? You're right. I mean, I'm so active. I'm so busy, whether it's with the Coyotes and calling games or, you know, just, I guess, in life. But I've had to learn to just be, you know, learn to be with myself and my crazy mind. And that's a scary place to be sometimes.
Now, are you actually reading, or would it be books on audio? Come on now, fess up.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts, if I'm being honest. Every time I read like two pages and I fall asleep. So I don't know what that tells you.
So, Tyson, are we going to have hockey? Are we going to have hockey? And what does it look like to you? And are you excited about it?
I'm absolutely fired up. Yes, we are going to have hockey by the sounds and looks of it, unless obviously things blow up again. But hockey is back, and you know, there's a lot of buzz in the hockey world, fans. How it looks, I think, is yet to be determined. But I believe they're 99.9% sure that they're going to come back and hand out a Stanley Cup at the end of this season, whatever that may be.
Fox Sports Arizona analyst Tyson Nash on board. I was surprised that training camps won't start until at least July 1st. That was Gary Bettman. Is that because guys need to actually get their legs back before you go into camp, even though camp's designed to have the guys skating again? Are they going to have to do a lot of skating before they even get to that point?
Well, you know, from my understanding, guys, there are some guys skating. There's been some guys skating when they weren't supposed to be skating, like I'm sure a lot of us doing things that a little bit under the radar or whatever. But, it's such a different animal. I mean, you can skate, you can ride a bike, you can walk, you can run outside all you want. Skating is just a totally different movement. And guys are going to have to put the time in. And that's going to be a real grind mentally, physically, to get back to where they need to be. Because as the format sits today, there is no flipping it on like a light switch. It is 0 to 1,000 instantly. And this is playoff hockey. It's very different than regular season hockey. It is just that much more intense. Obviously, you're not going to be playing in front of fans, which will be obviously very different, as we saw with the golf on the weekend. You lose that. As nice as it is to watch, something's missing, and it's obviously the great fans of all our games.
Man, talk a little bit more about that, Tyson. How weird is that going to be in the NFL? I can tell you right now, and this is just me, and believe me, my myopic approach to the game of football, my desperation of playing it kept me on the straight and narrow. I'd have played the game in an alley. I would have. All right. I didn't need any fans around me, but it was only because I didn't belong in the NFL. And I was so focused and so desperate to stay on the field. That's the only reason why I never even acknowledged the fans for the most part. What about the game of hockey, generally speaking? How much buzz do you get off the fans?
Well, that's a great point. And I think, yeah, we're all built very differently. And I was probably the opposite of you at moments in my career. Where, you know, obviously I was like you, I probably didn't belong in the NHL too. So you're going to do whatever it takes, however it takes to get there and stay there. But I'll tell you what, when I finally got there and you're playing in front of 20,000 screaming people, and I'm talking regular season, great, but now I'm talking playoffs. Yeah. There is nothing like it in the world. Standing on that blue line, listening to the national anthem, looking around, watching the whiteout, the crowd's ready to erupt at any big hit, any goal. And that's where you really get a lot of emotion, and it amps up the intensity that much more. So I admire these guys and what they're going to have to go through to I guess manufacture that themselves. It's going to be another animal.
So Tyson, you're just rubbing it in because I never went to the playoffs. Is that it, right? I never 10 years in the NFL.
I had no idea.
10 years in the NFL. You know how hard? I mean, that's almost impossible right there. 10 years in the NFL, I never played a playoff game. Paul?
So how wide open would the playoffs be? We know a year ago the stat was the St. Louis Blues had the fewest points in the NHL on January 3rd, and then they won the Stanley Cup. How wide open would it be this year, and how equipped are the Coyotes to actually make a run?
Well, you know what's crazy, and I'm just digesting it all really in the last couple of days of what actually is going to go on and the fairness, the unfairness of how this has all played out. Obviously, we didn't finish the regular season, and we, the Coyotes, were not in the playoffs, you know, at the time of shutdown. You look at a team like the Montreal Canadiens and the Chicago Blackhawks, they didn't have a hope in hell in making the playoffs. All of a sudden, they're thrown in to the mix of this 24-team playoff style, play-in is what they're calling it. So now you got the Pittsburgh Penguins playing the Montreal Canadiens, and they have a chance to get ousted by the Canadiens, who had no hope in making it to the playoffs anyway. And like the Coyotes, they weren't in it. The Nashville Predators, who we play in that five-game series, we have a chance to take them out. I mean, they can't be happy. And as we all know, in a best-of-five, anything can happen. You get a hot goalie. You got Darcy Kemper on your side. I mean, you get a hot line, the addition of Taylor Hall. How good does that move look right now by John Chyka? So anything can happen. I just can't wait that we're going to be calling hockey again.
So do you look at the Coyotes and consider them to be a dangerous team? Because they do have talent, Tyson.
They do. I absolutely do. I do for a couple reasons. They have a guy like Phil Kessel, and we were hard on him all year, didn't have a great year. He knows it, and now he all of a sudden has a chance to redeem himself. And on the biggest stage, we know he's been one of the best performers this game has seen in a long time. So you have him. You got Taylor Hall looking for a big contract. He's looking to make his mark. And you got one of the best goaltenders in the National Hockey League, Darcy Kemper. So we have as good of a chance as anybody, and maybe we didn't deserve to get into the playoffs because, you know, we didn't make it in the regular season, but we're in, and that's all that matters right now. And I'll tell you what, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be an absolute grind to hoist this Stanley Cup, and whoever does at the end of it is gonna be well deserving.
And even better, the playoffs give you an excuse to grow the facial hair back, right? You can grow the playoff beard back, Tyson. You know, just in time for the family photo.
I know, exactly, except my mustache comes with a fake nose and glasses, so we'll see. I don't think my boss will be very happy or my wife, but I love it.
So, Tyson, right, man, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate your time, as always. God bless you, and I hope we're playing hockey soon.
You bet, boys. Great talking hockey. Great talking anything right now. I absolutely love it. I miss hearing my voice. I don't know about you or all the fans out there, but it's good to be on somewhere.
Hey, Tyson, you call in anytime, buddy. You're bored. You're walking around the compound. You go ahead and just pick up the phone and call in anytime to the Doug and Wolf Show.
When you take the family photo, you know, give us a shout. Send us the family photo, and we'll see how, you know, Dad's looking like he's out of Game of Thrones. And, you know, it'd be good. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, exactly. Stranger danger, boys. I love it. I'll do that.
All right, man. Take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Tyson.